Hi guys.
Hey guys.
It is Daniel
and DeMarcus,
your favorite double D's. And we're welcoming you guys to the very first episode of the Be For Real podcast.
The first one.
What is going on?
It's been a long time coming.
What is life? This is really happening. You know, so many people have told us like we should do podcasts for like years.
Yeah. And we're here.
We're doing this. We're, as we always say, we're doing a what?
We're doing a thing.
We're doing a thing.
We are doing a thing. So, then, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I'm excited about us doing this. I'm excited about us embarking on this journey. I think both of us enjoy podcasts.
Yes.
I know every time somebody launches a new podcast, there's always that person that's like, we got enough podcasts. We don't need them. Let me tell you something. Everybody has an opinion, right?
Absolutely.
So everybody can have a podcast.
It's like they got buttholes.
And that's on period. Okay. So we had the opportunity. We received some funding from some amazing community partners, community organizations, Gilead Pharmaceuticals, and Southern AIDS Coalition. So shout out to y'all because y'all are the reason that we are able to even have this opportunity and present this platform and kind of bring headliners to kind of a different space.
Yes, yes, yes. We've operated in so many spaces, but to really put our voices in this capacity out is definitely new. So I'm excited to see what it equals. For sure.
This is just crazy. I'm going to say that probably a lot this episode. This is just crazy because I really cannot believe we're doing this.
Yeah.
I think we just have good chemistry. We've been friends for a very long time. We've worked together in so many different capacities. So I think we just have kind of like, you know, just chemistry. We know how to talk. The je ne essay of the qua.
Yes.
All right. So, What can the people expect from this podcast? Like, what are we doing?
So,
what are we doing?
First off, we're being for real about all the things. More specifically about public health,
mm-hmm.
HIV stigma,
mm-hmm.
All the laws and things that are going on that are affecting us as brown, queer, woman, all the things, because they're hitting us at every corner now.
Did you say woman?
Huh?
Did you say woman? Are you moaning?
Not moaning.
Okay, I was just curious. I was like, this is the space. Because we love the dolls. Hashtag protect the dolls.
Hashtag.
I was just curious. I just want to know.
No, I'm not moaning or anything, but I definitely am a girl of a certain size, but also I have a deep reverence for our cisgender women, our trans women, all the women who have been impactful. And not only just my life, but even just headliners, this podcast, everything that we have been involved with, like shout out to all those individuals.
So speaking of black women, being that they are literally the reason that we have been in the seats that we have been in, the positions that we have been in, I guess that's also kind of a good way for us to talk about kind of like the beginning of headliners. Cause like, y'all, this is the first episode. So, you know, we gotta give y'all like the background, the why, the all of this and that. You know, just before we get into the kiki, because yes, there are gonna be some serious topics held and talked about on this podcast, but at the end of the day, we also are girls that like to have a good time.
A very good time. Do you hear me?
Because literally the day of this filming, tomorrow we are going to a concert.
Yeah.
Shout out to Duran Bernard. We love you.
Okay.
But definitely, you know, we're going to have some fun. We're going to have some serious conversations. But we have to give y'all the background. We have to give y'all, like, the why we're here, how we got here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to let you start off with the why.
Oh,
we were both there.
Yes, we were
there. But I know you were there more in a leadership capacity than I was.
Yes. So Headline started in the fall of 2015. Yes, it's been 10 years. 10 years across the board. So with that, girl, we received a pot of money from NIH. And so
what's NIH? We have a thing. So for y'all that work in public health, or for y'all that kind of know us or in the work that we do, we say a thing called jargon dragon. So just in case, you know, there are things that we may say because, again, if you work in this space, you know, we love an acronym. We love to shorten words, but not everybody knows what that is. So what's NIH?
So NIH is the National Institutions of Health. And so pretty much they give organizations, scientists, researchers, community-based organizations money to figure out or determine needs in community. And so one of the things way back when ago that actually may still be an issue now.
I don't think it's a might. I think it's a yes.
It is.
Especially with the way funding looking. Okay. Looking real ball headed. like me.
So we were awarded a pot of money to make sure that we do untraditional HIV testing in community. So whether it was going to the clubs, meeting up in cars, meeting up in bars, we were doing the testing and making sure that community was responsive in getting the things that they needed. So we adopted the SNS strategy. And so from there, we use our social networks. Social networking strategies to make sure that whether it was our friends, our friend girlies, our girly pops, our drag mothers, our doctors, everybody, the club owners, anybody that we can think of to make sure that HIV testing was at the forefront of what we do. And so how we were able to do that, at the end, the culmination of this, we had the culmination.
Let me not be too wild, because we still got a while to go. We still got to let y'all know. So I don't want to give you all my personality right now. There was a little joke that I was going to say, but I'm going to leave it.
So we did our Almeda extravaganza. And so from there, we had a Kiki ball, and it was a blast. Oh, Kiki ball. Do you hear me? And so with that funding, we were able to test over 350 individuals within a period of 4 months. Which was unheard of.
Yeah, especially. Even still now.
Yeah.
I mean, having numbers like that is still not the most common.
Yeah.
But you know, back then, hey, we were doing something out of the box. We're being unconventional.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm gonna let you go. I'm sorry. Didn't interrupt.
We did that. We were able to do 3 site testing and all these things, and the people just really love what we were able to do. So, of course, you know, throughout the years, things change, mm-hmm. funding change, people go away. But, however, we saw the importance of keeping headliners as an entity. And so from there, we adopted being a grassroots community-based organization mm-hmm. that is truly for us, by us. So whatever it is, Kiki balls, informationals, panel award discussions, shows. Award shows, all the things that center us as Black individuals, however you identify, we want to create programming and resources that for us. And so whether it was mental health resources, HIV testing, all the things. And so we were able to get so many people on board mm-hmm. From all over to make sure that we do these things. And so we've been successful in doing it for over 10 years.
That is I'm just thinking 10 years ago, I was still a baby gay. I'm 32 now.
Baby gat.
Come on, baby gat. Shout out to all my Noah's Ark girls. I know you watched the movie. I know we're waiting for a series. Yes. Patrick and Polk, we see you, we love you, and we appreciate you. Yeah. Whole cast, love y'all. But shout out to baby gat. But yeah, I was 22. I mean, oh my God, the club scene was so much different then. I mean, I think Spectrum was still around.
Spectrum was a thing.
I think 901 had maybe closed maybe like a couple years before.
Yeah.
Look, I know this will be on YouTube, so leave it in the comments if you remember 901. That was my first club, my first introduction to the scene.
Yes.
So drop a comment, drop a heart, drop a 901 if you remember that club 901 downtown. You know, yes, drop a something. But definitely, I mean, the things that we were doing was definitely unconventional at the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody was really doing, you know, testing in clubs or throwing events that were like fun, but still centered around education.
Yes.
Which I think, I mean, that it's not like that was something groundbreaking that we created, because I mean, people have been doing that for decades in various parts of the world. I mean, you know, you look at Atlanta, you look at Houston, you look at Chicago, all of these bigger cities that have been doing these unconventional education opportunities for community. And so I just think us living in the Bible Belt, maybe it took us a little, took a little minute. To get to that point, to be able to do that.
But we make a way.
What's our favorite phrase? Push through.
Push through. Push through. Get over.
Push through.
Get through.
Breathe and push through.
Yeah.
But like I was saying, so, you know, of course I was living here in the Bible Belt. I think it was just, you know, it took the right people.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Andrea Stubbs.
Yes.
Doctor, because she does have her PhD now, so give her God. Dr. Andrea Stubbs,
yes. Aisha,
hello, Dr. Latrice Bichon, yes. Aisha Cole, yes. R.I.P. Brooke,
yes, R.I.P. to a real one,
Eddie, Christopher Matthews, like all of these mm-hmm. icons who are, I mean, doing even bigger things now, you know, Kyra, Jasmine, yeah. Kayla,
Monica Lusk,
Kayla Gore, Jasmine, like all these people,
yes,
you know, were the beginning of headliners. Mm-hmm. Amaya Dickerson, like baby, they were the ones that were on the planning in the original.
Marshawn.
I know my sister Marshawn. I love you, sis.
Yeah.
Love you, Pooh. And so, yeah, 10 years.
10 years.
10 years goes by really, really quick.
Yeah.
Do you remember where you were 10 years ago?
10 years ago, I was fresh out of college. I had options, but somebody really special to me tapped me and was like, hey, mm-hmm. you want to consider working for The Haven? And so for those who don't know what The Haven was a drop-in center for pretty much us, black gay men, just all the people. And so I, myself, Christopher Matthews, Mardrigues Harris, rest in peace to Joseph Mitchell,
yes.
Ladybug, all the people were all over there and just created a haven or a hub for us to get the resources that we needed and made it happen. And so they asked me if I wanted to work. I did it.
Because we do love to work and we do love to get paid.
Yes.
But then especially fresh out of college.
Fresh. You hear me?
Fresh.
But ironically enough, this is also the places we started having our headliners meeting.
Yep.
It was truly a meeting point or a safe space for us to really think about the things that impacts us.
Also, shout out to Leotis.
Oh, Leotis. Ah.
Love you, Lily.
Oh, my God.
Love you.
Love
you, Lily.
Jesus. Dwayne. All the people.
Who we literally just saw before we came in here.
All the people. Jamar Horton. Like, there was some Zarian. A lot of people have worked through those doors. They have now.
Jamarco
Lane. Doing education in Louisiana.
Hello.
Okay.
And all of these people that we're mentioning, we mention them because without them, there probably would be no us
mm-hmm.
In the capacity that we're in.
Yeah.
Headliners would not be even in existence, and DeMarcus and I would have not, eventually been the ones to kind of been given the titles to kind of like take the reins. So that's why we mention them.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people are like, why are you mentioning names? Don't mention. No. If you are the reason why I'm still getting a check to this day, uh-huh. multiple streams of income, I'm going to mention your name.
Yes.
Because my bills like to get paid.
Period. And we like to give people their flowers.
Absolutely.
While they're
especially
alive.
While they're here.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I know we're going on tangents, but these are all things as to how we got here, and that's what we said this episode was about, how we got to here.
So bring us on up to 2024, where we have been.
Well, now we're in 2025.
I know, but for the people, 2024 was a pivotal year for Be For Real, and why is it?
Well, I mean, we have received funding in the past with headliners through partnerships. Shout out to University of Memphis. Shout out to Meharry Medical College, Gilead. We've been able to do a lot of different funded projects and partnerships. But last year, we were like, let's maybe try to submit for something. 'Cause why not? You know, like. We've done research before.
Yes.
We know how to do evaluation. We know how to do program development. So DeMarcus, as normally, sends me a DM on Instagram. They had a certain deadline, had a certain application that was open, and you know, at the time, SAC was opening for Spark grants through their collaboration with Gilead. And so we were sitting at my apartment and we were like, let's do something. Like, what do we want to do? And that's kind of like where the whole concept of like Be For Real happened. And it literally was just me being like, girl, there's a lot of stuff going on.
It is.
Like, it's too much going on.
Yeah.
And people aren't just even talking about things. And not saying people weren't talking about things, but people weren't talking about things and being effective about what they were saying and intentional about what they were saying. Mm-hmm. And so I just was like, girl, do people need to be for real? And then, of course, DeMarcus, being like the personality that he is, looks at me and was like, girl, that's it. That's the project. And I was like, I guess we gotta write this damn grant now. I guess we gotta go on and do it. And so we did, and we got approved, and we were selected as one of the grantees. So shout out to us, Clock That Tea. Okay. And before we continue, Clocking That Tea, I know that this is the original way. I know a lot of the girls are starting to change all the fingers. This is the original way, y'all. Just remember that. Ballroom, that's where it came from. Trans women, that's where it came from. But so yeah, we wrote for a $25,000 grant, and it was a stigma reduction project. And we broke it up into a few different parts. We wrote to do a community health worker training. We wanted to also do some type of media campaign. And kind of the final part, again, like I said at the beginning of this, DeMarcus and I both really like podcasts. So we were like, girl, let's make a podcast. Like, we can do it. Okay. Now, of course, this is Be For Real, so we gonna be for real. You know, we are girls that have multiple jobs.
Yes.
And so maybe things started a little later than maybe they should have. Yes. But we did them.
But God's timing.
Period.
It's always divine.
And so something that we had always heard a lot of the times, like when we would have like our community community meetings, when we were planning events, or just like our normal community meetings with headliners, from people that did not work at agencies or were not linked directly to an agency, they always were like, well, I would love those at the conferences that y'all go to, or I would love to be able to have like these training opportunities that you guys have through your jobs, or I would love to be able to be put in positions to, you know, talk and rub elbows with some of the people that you all are afforded the opportunity to do. But a lot of the times, it's hard for a community to get in certain spaces unless they, like I said, are directly tied to an organization. Which is not always the most beneficial, because I think we know, especially with the work we've done, is community sometimes are your best experts.
Yeah.
When knowing how to take care of their community. I'll say that again. Community knows best how to take care of community. Let it sit. And so people always ask us, like, you know, well, what classes are you guys able to do, or, you know, what sessions are you guys able to do? And we had the opportunity back in 2019 and 2021?
Yes.
So we had the opportunity to partner with the University of Memphis School of Public Health to produce a similar cohort called Whole University. We were able to do two semesters. We spelled it W-H-O-L-E, whole person. And then we spelled university Y-O-U-N-I-V-E-R-S-I-T-Y. I'm sorry, this isn't a spelling bee. So yeah, that's what we did. And so during that, y'all not coming to hear me spell. This ain't Akilah and
the
Bee.
The listeners got you.
I'm not Kiki Palmer.
Akilah.
I mean, I would love her bank account, but that is my girl, but I'm not her. Anyway, yeah, so we did Whole University, where we did courses on financial literacy, sexual health and education. We also had a mental health clinician come in and do a counseling, a group counseling session. We also did sessions on body positivity. We had yoga. Again, addressing all of the things that make up a whole person, that make them functional and make them go. And so, like I said, we were able to do two cohorts of that. But, of course, if you know anything about funding, funding ain't always there.
Comes and it goes.
You know, it is what it is. So, unfortunately, we're not always able to continue those, especially, you know, when it's research-based and, you know, if the program is done, you know, you get your deliverables and your evaluation, you keep pushing. So when this opportunity again came up for us to do this project, we were like, okay, let's just kind of take that model and tweak it, like make it a little bit more current, do some things.
Relevant, yeah.
And so, what'd you say?
And relevant.
Oh, yeah, relevant. You know, not saying the things that we weren't talking about then weren't relevant, but, you know, we're in a much different climate than we were in 2019.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, we will not get on that tirade. Not today. Not today. But so, yeah, so that's what we did. We tweaked Hull University and kind of created a new community health worker training. And so in this one, we tackled, of course, anything we do, we're always going to bring back to sexual health and sexual awareness. You know, for those that may not know, we live in Shelby County, which is number one for new HIV diagnosis. And we're also, I think, number two for syphilis.
Number two for the new HIV diagnosis.
We're number two now.
Yeah, we're number two.
We have always been at least in the top three in Shelby County, at least for the last decade, probably longer. And a lot of the times that's just because education is not prominent, it's not available. And so we always will have some type of sexual ed. So we did that. We did a community disruptors panel where we had state representative Tori Harris come. We had other community members who deal with civics and policy. We also did a community disruptor where we had local advocates come in and talk about different ways to get active in your community when it comes to politics, especially, and also advocating for yourself in just other various spaces. I know I'm forgetting one more. What was the last one? We did Dr. Carla. Dr. Carla was excellent.
Yes.
Oh, research, duh.
Yeah.
Had a whole session on research with our big sister, Dr. Latrice Bichon. Dr. Latrice Bichon, professor at University of Memphis, School of Public Health, and our good Brista, JT Williams. And so.
Sherman Chocolate.
Absolutely. And so having these conversations on topics that a lot of the times are not easily available, especially for people of color that, again, are not tied to an organization. These were all things that community told us that they wanted. So we gave them that. We gave them the course. We gave them materials. We also incentivized and paid them for their time for coming to a session every week for 2 hours, sometimes over 2 hours.
Because the conversation was just so good.
Yeah, I mean, and we're also people like, oh, and they also got fed, too. We believe in feeding people.
Yeah.
We're not coming to nothing at a headliners event, and we're not going to have food. That's not what we do. So we did that. We had a beautiful photo shoot, and that was kind of our media piece, and everybody got a beautiful headshot. And now we're kind of here in the third phase of the Be For Real project, which, again, is our podcast. You see how they all kind of came together?
So beautifully. So beautifully. Shout out to Daniel.
I do my best. I do what I can. Oh, yeah, that's something y'all are definitely going to have to get used to. I love to sing talk. So just be prepared to hear the vocal stylings of Danny.
So, what makes Be For Real the unique entity it is? What do you think?
I feel like I kind of have a hot take when it comes to that.
Come on.
I don't feel like what we're doing maybe is unique. I feel like our perspective may be unique.
Okay.
Because I think, especially in this time, Everybody Has a Podcast is all a very same, a very similar format. Now we may not be talking about the same topics, but it's a similar format. And so I think our outlook, living in Memphis, Tennessee, born and raised, living in the South, being Black, gay, queer man. If y'all didn't know, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to out you. I didn't know if the people did know. I'm sorry. You know, normally the girls say, I just give off.
Give the girls NDAs now.
Right. So I think, and us also having a very like well-traveled experience.
Yeah.
I think, and being able to do so many things, I think will give us a unique perspective on different things that we'll talk about. I also think having a space that is also just kind of like a safe space as well, just to kind of like talk about whatever, throughout all of these topics, because we are very sex positive.
Yes.
We are very kink friendly.
Yes.
We are very, open about the things that we do, and we may talk about some of those things.
Some.
But I definitely think, and the fact that we've known each other for y'all don't know us, you know, y'all watching us, we see you in the comments. Thank you. Love you. But we have known each other for almost 15 years. Yeah. We met my freshman year, 2011. Yeah. So I don't think us doing a podcast per se, is unique, but I think our dynamic, our chemistry, our experience, our lived experience, our connections, and the things that make us the double D's is what is going to give us the unique perspective. And I also hope during this process, because I think, you know, for so long people always, when they think of headliners, they just think of like you and I.
Yeah.
And yes, we may be, maybe, I don't even like to say the powers that be, but I guess the decision makers, if you want to say, for headliners. There are so many headliners here in the city, and so there may be some episodes where somebody else may be hosting.
Okay. I mean, you may even see the OGs.
Right. Like, so
never know.
I think that'll also give us a different perspective, because DeMarcus and I, we love to be in the part. We love to be in the front. We love to talk. We love all that stuff.
Do we? Because I feel like I was just dragged here.
Girl,
you know.
Well, two things can be true.
Daniel's the real boss now. I hope y'all know that.
Well, you know, I will take that, because I make sure the girls are here on time. Because for those of you that have seen the Braxtons, Tony is always late.
Which is why my family calls me in. Tea time or Tony.
So, you know, I drag the girls when I have to drag the girls. But we also love to be able to give opportunities and spotlights to the people that are literally doing the same thing that we're doing.
Yes.
So, that's just something, maybe, you know.
Yeah, I mean, and these people are also like our friends, our colleagues, like, even outside of all this, these individuals we've truly like built like relationships with. So when we come to this format or whatever, or these safe spaces, as you say, because you can't say that now because of the Mr. Cheeto Man, but fuck that. Because of, you know, these safe spaces, we truly have been able to do some amazing work, meet some phenomenal people, and just continue to just pour into our community the best way we can.
And I think this year is very, y'all just had a Red Bull before we did this. I may be burping. we being for real. Thank you.
Since we're here.
Right, and I thank you. We've been here for 10 years. Mm-hmm. There are so many things that we have done with headliners. For those of you that, you know, are here in Memphis, I think something that a lot of people know us for is our Trans Girls Rock award show, which was one of, you know, the first award shows really honoring Black trans women and just Black trans gender nonconforming people. And that was we didn't have nothing to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
That was literally a trans-led movement that was planned and created by Black trans women.
Yes.
We just help as far as what they tell us to do. Okay. We follow directions. When our sisters tell us to do something, we do it.
Okay. And so what I do?
I shut my fat ass up.
Okay, that part.
Love you, Monique. Wait, did Monique say that? Yeah, Monique
that
said
that. That was okay. Precious. That was love precious.
Love you, Monique. Award-winning diva.
Okay, Academy.
True. And so, yeah, so, like, we have been able to do so many different things. And, you know, of course, like I said, we may be the leaders, but there are so many people who are headliners that, you know, deserve to be here just to host just like us. Because, mm-hmm. again, we all headliners.
Yeah.
Like, just how we were kind of, I would say we were voluntold to kind of keep headliners going.
I mean.
But, you know, but as we just said, when our sisters tell us to do something.
We do.
We do what we can do in the best of our capacity.
So, you know, what outside of, like, all the people that's going to be on the gig,
mm-hmm.
on the show or the podcast, mm-hmm. what are some topics our listeners should expect?
Well, first off, definitely make sure that you're following us on social media.
All of them.
But definitely please follow us at Headliners901 on Instagram and Facebook. Please send us topics that you also want to hear us talk about. Because, of course, we do have a lot of things that we're going to, of course, talk about. Like, yes. Of course, you guys are going to get to know us a little bit more intimately. We'll be, of course, just in anything that we do, of course, we're going to be talking about what the HIV epidemic looks like here in Shelby County, in our backyard, in our city.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, that is the core of our work. That yeah. is what got us to this point.
Yeah.
And so we're always, whenever we're given a platform or given that opportunity, we always going to talk about it because that's just what we do.
Yeah.
Definitely going to be talking about some mental health. We're going to have some kink talk for sure.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that a lot of people love from us is our sex after dark.
Talk about sex after dark. It is sex after dark.
Thank you. We haven't done this so long. But, you know, bringing those types of conversations over here, where we curate that safe space because, yes, we know a lot of those spaces are being eliminated or closing or
shunned
or no longer available to us. And so we're just trying to create another little nook for people to come to on the interwebs. And
Beyonce's internet.
Absolutely. Cowboy Carter. But, yeah, we, like, are trying to just create another niche for people to come, have some good conversation, listen to some funny people talk, because we do have some people that are coming on here that are going to be a key.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I'm excited. This is going to be a journey. But I'm excited. I think this is something that people have been telling us for years that we should be doing.
Okay.
But see, all those people that was telling us that, y'all didn't want to pay the money.
Nah.
It maybe just cost some coin.
Nah.
So now that we got the coin, now we can do something.
Do a little something. But you know, you can always donate.
More information on that coming soon.
Okay. In-kind donations, too. They work, too.
But okay, so let's, as we're kind of, because right. This is going to be a little bit of a shorter episode. We're, yeah. you know, this is just like the why and the what. What are the expectations? It's like long term. Because I don't know about you, but I really love podcasting. And I would live for this to just to kind of like turn into something like, because I think we can always talk.
We can always talk.
We can always have a key.
We've always been invited to do this, whether it's professionally, personally, mm-hmm. Even for the United States Congress, we have done that. Okay, let's be very clear.
We have done that,
baby. We are published girls around here.
Period.
And you can be too because you are a headliner. You inform this work.
I see what you did there.
You know what I'm saying?
That was kind of cute.
So join us on this journey. Join us for this work. Join us for this communal space.
Girl, I'm still gonna share what I want from the podcast too. You.
I'm still gonna share.
Okay, I was like,
I told you who was the real boss, but since we're here,
I still want to share. But no, you continue. I just wanted you to know that I was still gonna share my point.
That's fine. Too great. But no, all the things or whatever. But honestly, this has been like truly a long time coming. There's no other person I would want to do this with, honestly.
Cause we are sisters. We stick together.
Okay, we done. I'm done.
Shout out to my cheetah girls.
Because, of course, Daniel wants to share his point.
Shout out to my cheetah girls. Shout out. But no, I'm excited. I think this is going to be very fun. I would love for us eventually, which I definitely think is very easy for us to do, and I said this earlier, so I'm manifesting it, so I'm recording it. We're manifesting
it.
Okay,
it's in the air.
I said this earlier when we were Paul. Okay. But eventually I want this to become a space where we can really do some good work for community and be for real about the actual things that community needs, and that is housing, that is medical insurance, that is medical care, that is food, that is stability. There are so many things that community needs, and a lot of the times there's so much red tape when it comes to funding. And so I hope that we are able to really help community by, you know, I would love for us to eventually be able to like just take donations for people that watch this and literally watch y'all watch us donate it to another organization. Yeah. Because there are so many smaller organizations doing amazing work here that is getting national attention.
Yes.
And a lot of the times, funding is not as easily accessible. And I'm not saying we gonna be able to give people like $10,000, $15,000, $25,000 yet.
Yet. Okay.
Yet. You better work. Better work. But small amounts really help. And I think any executive director of especially a Black, queer-owned, Black, trans-owned, Black organization would say that any amount helps. And so I think as we move forward in this process, that is definitely something that DeMarcus and I, as well as all of our other headliners, will really talk about, because I think this is just another way for us to do service delivery, but again, in an unconventional way, which is what we do.
What we do. Who we are.
I'm sorry, I was just like looking at myself. I can see myself on the mic.
Yeah, you.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think this is gonna be fun.
Okay, I think it's gonna be fun too. So
we did a thing.
Go ahead and close us out, babes.
So peeps, these are your favorite double D's, DeMarcus and Daniel, being for real, as you can see. Maybe we should, you know, people have been telling us for a minute that we'd make really cute merch and we should really sell it. So when we put these episodes out, let us know if y'all, DeMarcus, turn around.
Okay, hold on. Let me show you this one, too.
Can you do a little one-two?
Show y'all this banner black.
Just show them the bag. There we go. Period. Now, girl, don't give them too much. They got to pay for the rest of that.
Oh, baby. Need a pedic and a rape just to pay for this.
And on that, continue to be for real.
Yes.
Continue to give yourself some grace.
Be kind on purpose.
And we'll see you on the next go round. Yeah. Beow, 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 beow. Beow, beow, beow.